This is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. You can watch this show on Free Speech TV nationwide and listen to it on Pacifica radio stations and affiliates. Hundreds of Palestinian prisoners remain on hunger strike while being held in Israeli custody. Among them is the famed activist Marwan Barghouti, who has led the weeks-long strike to protest conditions facing Palestinian prisoners. Now, one of his sons, Arab Barghouti, who's currently in the United States, has launched a social media campaign to draw attention to the hunger strike, challenging ordinary people and celebrities to drink a glass of salt water to show their solidarity. Arab Barghouti now joins me on the program. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor.
So before we talk about the social media campaign, let's discuss the issue at hand. We've covered the hunger strike on our program in April. That was nearly a month ago. How long has the strike been going on for? How many people are involved? Give us a sense of how big it is and the logistics of it.
Yeah, as you all know, my father, along with 1,500 Palestinian political prisoners, have started a hunger strike on April 17th. We're on the 33rd day. The hunger strike started because my father and the leadership of the prisoners exhausted all options possible to negotiate the prison's conditions in Israeli jails. He's asking, and they are asking for very basic human rights. They are not asking for special treatment. They're not asking for privilege. And this is exactly why it's called freedom and dignity. Dignity is something that can't be valued. And this is why they give up on even what keeps them alive just to get these demands. It's been, as I said, 33 days. The Israeli prison authorities has been sending them and transferring them to solitary confinement cell. My father has been in solitary confinement for 34 days for the article he wrote on the op-ed article he wrote on April 16th on New York Times. Why we are on a hunger strike, I encourage everyone to read that article and get the idea why the Palestinian political prisoners are on a hunger strike.
So that means 33 days without any food, 1,500 people going through this?
Yes, it's only salt and water. Why salt and water? Because this is the only thing that keeps them alive, at least stay on until now. It's been really bad. My father has been, as I said, sent to the solitary confinement. He was isolated from everyone from all over the world. He was visited the only time by his lawyer on the 28th day, and he told the lawyer the torture and bad treatment the Israeli prison authority has been treating him. And they put him in the first 4 days in a really small cell that could barely fit his body. And it was super dirty. It's just a mess. He stopped drinking water for 2 days until they moved him to another cell that has no blankets, that has been full of light and noise. He had to put pieces of napkins in his ears just not to hear the noise. This gives you an idea that the Israeli prison authority, instead of giving them these very basic human rights, I mean, they are talking about family visitation, they're talking about better health conditions, because we have a lot of sick prisoners that are not being treated humanly, and also the end of administrative detention, which is holding prisoners for years without even being charged, without even visiting the trial court. And this is illegal in any international law. We're not talking why they are there from the first place.
Right. I mean, I understand that there are children among those who are being held in these administrative holds that are not being charged and are simply being imprisoned.
Yes, we have like a lot of children. We have maybe more than 300 of them. We have more than 700 that are administrative detainees. And as I said, without a charge, the Israeli prison authority has been using all the ways to force stop the hunger strike instead of just giving them their very basic human rights. We have a lot of leaders in Israeli prisons, Ahmed Saadat. We have Karim Yunus, the longest political prisoner in modern history. He has been there for 35 years, and they are all being treated badly and inhumanly by the Israeli prison authority. And I should mention here that Israeli officials like Lieberman, the minister, and a parliament member in Israel, they encouraged the prison authority to deal with them like how dealt with the Irish prisoners that went on a hunger strike and 10 of them died. So the Israeli government is encouraging the Israeli prison authority to deal with them that way and to let them die. And this is inhumane. I don't know when is the time to say enough to these policies, and when is the world going to wake up on the Israeli propaganda that has been trying to the character assassination against Marwan Barghouti, who is a prominent leader, who is a parliament member, and shouldn't be there, as I said, from the first place.
Right. So let's talk about the challenge that you have issued on social media. I understand that some celebrities have taken it up. People are posting videos of them doing it. You started it out with a video yourself calling on people to drink a glass of salt water. Tell us about this challenge.
Yeah, what happened is that on the seventh day of the hunger strike, I gathered my friends here in the Bay Area. I just did my master's in the Bay Area. And I brought them and I told them my father is starving himself to be able to see me. I haven't seen my father in 2 years. I haven't been able to touch my father in 15 years.
Oh,
and he's been imprisoned for 15 years. My niece Talia is 40 years old, and she was prevented at the age of 8 months, a baby held by her mother, from visiting her father at the visit room. Like, they stopped her and they told her, you gotta get rid of the baby because she doesn't have a permission. Talia is now 4 years old. My father has never met his granddaughter. This is a humane message. This doesn't have to do anything with politics. And this is exactly what I told my friends. I need to do something. I can't stay quiet. And we came up with the idea of a challenge to go viral, to raise the awareness, to bring questions why on earth in 2017 we have more than 1,500 Palestinian political prisoners protesting for such demands that are considered very basic human rights. I challenged myself, two celebrities from the Arab world. One of them is a judge in Arabs Got Talent. It's like America's Got Talent. He did the challenge live on the show. Millions saw it. And I also challenged Mohammed Assaf, the guy who won Arab Idol. He did it a few hours after I posted my video. And then it went viral in the Arab world. Many celebrities did it. Nobel Peace Prize Lawrence did it, who nominated my father for Nobel Peace Prize. My father is nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize, and it's the support we gained from this challenge and from every other effort is overwhelming. This shows you that the world is not quiet about the injustice that has been practiced for years against Palestinian political prisoners.
So right now, as you and I are talking, Donald Trump is traveling to the Middle East after Saudi Arabia. He plans on stopping at Israel. He has a very much more friendly relationship with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu than Barack Obama did. I don't expect that the issue of Palestinian prisoners and their conditions is going to be something that Trump will raise with Netanyahu, right?
I mean, if Trump is being serious about the peace talks, to reopen the peace talks, I think he should think twice about which side is on fault and which side is being stubborn and arrogant. I think the Israeli government is being arrogant, and there's nothing that can explain their arrogance. And if they are not meeting such demands for prisoners, what peace are they talking about? We're talking about more settlements. We're talking about more the apartheid wall, more discrimination against Arabs and inside Israel. We're talking about the biggest prison on earth, Gaza. I think they should see and open their eyes on who to blame, on why the peace operation is failing and has been failing for years. And I guess it's time for the Israeli people to open their eyes and stop being that right wing and stop electing such prime ministers who have blood on their hands, such as Netanyahu, Ariel Sharon, Ehud Barak. And it disappoints me when I see that Israelis are electing such war criminals.
Now, Arab Barghouti, your father, Marwan Barghouti, you mentioned he's been in prison for 15 years and he's leading this hunger strike. Are his fellow prisoners aware of the saltwater challenge? Do they feel that their struggle is visible to the rest of the world? Because that sort of solidarity can really provide hope to people who've been locked away for a long time and feel forgotten.
My father has been resisting against the Israeli occupation for more than four decades. He's been on hunger strike more than maybe three or four times in his life. He was arrested before even this time. He knows that Palestinians value such leaders as my father, who gave up his life for them, for Palestine, and for the whole cause. Along with the 1,500 Palestinian political prisoners, they know their value, and we will not leave them alone. The whole world is standing up for them. My father was, as I said, the only time he was visited is on the 28th day after 4 weeks of salt and water only. No one knew anything about him before that. And the lawyer told him about the challenge. He said he's proud of me, and I was feeling really good. I did something for my father. He's my hope in life, and he's everything to me. He's a great man. He's very well educated, has a PhD in political science. He's a peaceful man, advocating for peace, but the Israelis just want someone who can compromise on Palestinians' rights. And my father is not that kind. He wouldn't give up on Palestinians' rights. He is, as I said, well recognized nationally and internationally. And he knows the support that he gained from all over the world for the very noble cause that he's been working on. And we are talking about icons such as Nelson Mandela himself, who supported my father, the former U.S. President Jimmy Carter, who said that the release of Marwan Barghouti is a necessity for the peace operation. We're talking about Angela Davis, Nobel Peace Prize laureates, and a lot of people. My father knows every free person in this world values his sacrifices, along with the 1,500 Palestinian political prisoners that are freedom fighters and will be free soon, because they shouldn't be in Israeli jails from the first place.
Now, what needs to happen here in the United States to address this issue? Obviously, we don't have a person in President Trump that's going to hold or make Palestinian human rights a condition of peace talks. We didn't have that even in the Liberal Democrat Barack Obama. No matter what the problems were between Obama and Netanyahu on the issue of settlements, he might have held strong, but overall the U.S. was still a strong friend to Israel under Obama. But there is growing solidarity among grassroots Americans towards Palestinians. The boycott, divestment, sanctions abortions movement is growing, and more young people, in particular in the United States, are very aware of Palestinian rights and are doing something about it. What can Americans do, ordinary Americans do, in solidarity with Palestinian prisoners today?
I think the Americans are the most important people to raise their voice against the injustice that happens everywhere, not only in Palestine. And this brings me to the idea of the mainstream media that has been lying on about Palestine for years and years. And I think it's time for the Israeli propaganda and the mainstream media in the U.S. to stop their lies. And we are working on that. We will get the truth in front of every American, and then they can judge. The American people are so effective. They can raise their voice. They can spread the awareness about what's happening in Palestine. I'm not asking them to take a side. I'm asking them to hear the truth and then judge. And I'm sure after hearing the truth, they are going to take the right side of history, the side of the oppressed rather than the oppressor, the occupied rather than the occupier. They are going to take the Palestinian side, which is the side that has been struggling for 70 years from the Israeli occupation. I hope everyone that hears me from here does the saltwater challenge. Just film yourself drinking salt and water in solidarity with Palestinian political prisoners that have been on a hunger strike, living on salt and water to get their very basic human rights for 33 days, more than a month. It's now time for the Americans, as I said, to raise their voices and stand with us and stand with justice. We're asking humanity for justice. My father is asking humanity for justice along with his fellow prisoners, and it's time to talk to your congressman, to talk to your anyone who can make the change, to raise the awareness and stop the arrogance of the Israeli government that is not to be explained. I don't have any explanation why they wouldn't agree on such demands until now.
Now, the issue of Palestinian prisoners will be raised by Netanyahu to Trump, but in the context of demanding that payments to the families of Palestinian prisoners in places like Aida camp be stopped. Netanyahu is saying that these payments that people consider salaries is so-called blood money, that you're paying, quote, terrorists to kill Jews. That seems to be the only context, sadly, in which the issue of Palestinian prisoners may get raised between Trump and Netanyahu. What do you make of that? And explain a little bit about what these payments are.
Yeah, first of all, of course, any Palestinian who's advocating for freedom is a terrorist in Israeli's eyes. Yeah. I mean, if you look at the facts and the numbers, you like almost between 800,000 and 1 million Palestinians have been imprisoned once at least in their lives. And a few days ago, Gilad Adran, the Israeli minister, came up and said that the 6,500 Palestinian political prisoners at the moment are terrorism-related. Okay, let's look at this. 40% of the male population in Palestine have been imprisoned once. So he's saying that 40% of our male population are terrorists. This gives you an idea on how Israelis look at us. This gives you an idea on the lies they have been spreading for years and years. And I should mention that who labels them as terrorists? The Israeli court? The Israeli court is part of the occupation. It's not like an independent party. It has a conviction rate that ranges between 90 and 99% against Palestinians. What kind of justice is that? So from the first place, we deny all the charges. We deny to even deal with the Israeli courts because they are illegal. And they shouldn't be dealt with from the first place. Now, regarding the payments, the Israeli government is being inhumane as always. These families are suffering as well as the prisoners. I happen to be someone who knows the suffer exactly on what it means to be a son of a prisoner. I used to visit my father. The journey would take me more than 20 hours. to go see him for 45 minutes with glass between us, with telephone. So if I had my brother, we would like take turns on the telephone where I can barely hear his voice. We would be like searched all over our bodies. As I said, the journey is exhausting. And then they would like suddenly stop giving us permission. I haven't had the permission to see my father in 2 years. I saw him maybe a few times in the last 10 years. And my brother, Qassam, has seen my father twice in 10 years. And I just met with a mother who hasn't seen her son in 4 years, a father who has seen his son in 16 years only six times. Is this humanity? And then Netanyahu comes with cold-blooded and like complains about the payments that the Palestinian Authority pays to the families, because these are freedom fighters. These are not what the Israeli propaganda is showing them. And so if you look at it from a bigger picture, they did torture them. They sent them to solitary confinement. They are pressuring the Palestinian Authority to stop paying their families. And then the only thing they didn't do is just to accept the demands that are legal in any international law. Any law would say that these demands are eligible, and they're not asking for a lot. They're asking for their very basic human rights. And it just frustrates us as Palestinians when we hear the Israeli government talks about our issues like we're not humans.
Well, Arab Barghouti, I want to thank you so much for joining us today. I cannot imagine what you and your family have been going through all these years. Good luck to you in the future and everything that you're working on.
Thank you so much.
My guest is Arab Barghouti. He's the son of the famed Palestinian political prisoner Marwan Barghouti, who's also the leader of the political prisoners' hunger strike in Israeli jails. He is Arab Barghouti is also the creator of the Saltwater Challenge. I'm Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com, where you can sign up for our daily newsletter. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, and Vimeo.